With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. A tough loss for the Athletics at Fenway Park. And, you know, I guess we can look at one thing tonight, and was pretty cool seeing Jonah Bride, Vince, get his first career hit and family and friends there, and a very nice celebration and everything that he has been through. And to do it at Fenway Park, wow, pretty special couple knocks tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, doing what we were told, you know, it gets the barrel to the baseball, may not be the most artistic doing so, but you will grow to appreciate the way he plays the game if you watch him, you know, on a consistent basis. And the A's going to give him an opportunity. I mean, by the VML machine is having a good year at AAA. He's already been in the big leagues, and the A's have, you know, seen enough of him at this point. They want to give opportunities to other guys, especially somebody that is a member of the system, you know, signed for $1,500 out of South Carolina, and trying to make the most of this opportunity. No question, nerves and just the speed of the game yesterday and everything just going through your mind about that moment. Today, a little more under control, I thought, and hitting the ball to right field, his first big league hit, then able to pull one into left, kind of shows the things that they talked about that made him successful at AA, AAA this year, using the whole field. So that was indeed something to be proud of for Jonah and for his family.
Yeah, the actual quote from Ed Sprague is hilarious. Have you read the whole thing?
Yeah, it's something.
I mean, dribblers, six hole, uses the whole bat. I mean, you know, you kind of love these stories and hope it's something that can be real and that we can watch for a while that could put a big smile on our face.
I mean, Bobby Crosby, this is what he texted me a few days ago. He has an innate ability to find a barrel, doesn't always look pretty, but has some of the best bat-to-ball skills I've ever seen. This is a guy that's been around for a long time. Then Fran Reardon told me he's just a good baseball player, has a knack for the barrel, hits with two strikes, can play second and third, solid defender, doesn't do anything flashy, just a really good baseball player. Those are pretty high compliments from guys that have been around this game a long time, and they've seen a lot of players come and go. So, you know, with few things to enjoy these days, we're going to enjoy as much as we can of the success of Jonah Bride.
I always love when they say he's a baseball player, because if they said he was a hockey or a basketball player, I might be worried.
Indeed. Well, I used to say that about you. Go, Chris Townsend, he's just a pitcher.
Yeah, he's just a bad golfer. And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. Vince, other than that, you know, I mean, we are lost 16 of 18, been outscored during that time, 115 to 51. The one stat that really is scary because, you know, you unfortunately, we've all been around bad teams. And if there's one thing about being around bad teams, you at least want to, like, score some runs. It's now 22 times they've scored one run or less. That's just tough to watch.
And you got to catch the ball, too. I mean, it's seven consecutive games now with an error for the Athletics. And, you know, this is a team that was second in the league. And I know it's a different team, but they were second in defense last year. The year before that, they were third. You know, the last 4 or 5 years, they've been in the top half of the league defensively. And that's what winning teams do. And if you're not going to be a winning team, and you don't have a strikeout staff, you have a contact staff, you have to find a way to catch the ball. So a lot of things are conspiring against the Athletics. And, you know, I'm wondering about James Kaprielian, who a guy that I like a lot. He's a real competitor. He wants to do so well for his team. You know, he's a part of a very good rotation last year. There wasn't a lot of pressure on him with Manaea and Montas and Bassett and Irvin, but there are expectations, and he has them of himself. And the fact that he couldn't even locate his fastball tonight, being a guy that really uses the fastball, used it a lot last year to have success, that was something That was frustrating to see. I will say this other thing on a positive side, Chris. The ball that Matt Damon's in it was unbelievable. I mean, just absolutely mashed over the monster seats on a Lansdowne Street. You know, looking for something to put a smile on your face, and that certainly did so for me.
A.J. Puck, too.
A.J. Puck wasn't bad. You know, he hung in there. There's some good sliders. I was really hoping that a bounce-back opportunity for Lou Trevino after there was a lot of positive talk about Lou today in the pregame and a lot of positive talk from Lou himself when I sat down with him a little bit, just talking at his locker about seeing the cutter kind of come back on the, you know, in vogue for him and then facing a tougher part of the lineup, and it just didn't go well. And, you know, Mark Kotze going out there and looking like he had a one-way conversation with Lou, like, look, you're getting ahead of these guys. You got to finish them off and do a better job, which I know you can do because the A's need that to happen. And it just, it's been an inconsistent year for Lou, and he, you know, one step forward and now two steps back again.
All right, so the next time I talk to you, you're going to be getting ready to head to the plane to come back home. So when you hit Boston, what's the one thing that you have to eat before you get out of town?
Well, I can't eat shellfish because I have gout. So I'm out on lobster rolls and all that kind of stuff, which most people would do. I can't eat oysters. I can't have the clams, which is all, you know, if you're here, that's what you want to do. Everybody in my family does it when I take them out to dinner. When I take him out to lunch, stuff along those lines. But me, I'm just on the sidelines. So it's, I mean, I'll have some seafood. I'll have fish tacos. And today I had a, you know, pretty good sandwich at the Parish Cafe on Boylston Street. That was fun.
And on that, good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Townie, I got a big question for you.
Huh?
Who do you have in the U.S. Open? That's
you know
tomorrow.
What? This is going to be one of the most fascinating U.S. Opens, because this is one of the oldest courses in America that was not built for the way these guys play golf. So you're going to have these big bruisers hitting the ball as far as they can on a course that's not built like that. So what's going to win, modern-day golfer or old-school design?
Well, I'm going with Davis Riley as a sleeper and Will Zalatoris. I've got the general guys in there, Rory and JT in the mix and Cameron Smith. But if I'm looking for a couple of outsiders, it's Davis Riley. It's Cameron Smith. He's not really an outsider. But I'm also picking Joaquin Niemann as well.
You know what? I'm going to go chalk, and I normally wouldn't do this, but with everything going on with the LIV Tour and the controversy and all of that, I would love to see Rory go back-to-back after winning the Canadian Open and winning again. What a story that would be.
It'd be fun. We're going to start to watch it unfold tomorrow, Townie.
Who would have thought an Irishman would become Captain America and Captain PGA Tour?
Yeah, the guy from Spain has had some good comments this week, too, John Rahm.
Of course, you know, when you're married to American women and you live here, things change. But, yes, the Europeans have now become more American than some of the Americans. It's been very intriguing to watch. By the way, is there I got to assume there's a ton of buzz in town, right?
Oh, gosh, it's nonstop. It's everywhere.
I mean, you got U.S. Open, you got NBA Finals. I mean, everything's going on there.
You don't know what to talk about. Like, there's no – you watch the news, and there's no news because the first three stories are sports stories.
And Tom Brady still doesn't play for the Patriots, right?
Last time I checked.
Have a good
night. See you, Townie. Adios.
Oh, Vince Catronio. There it is, folks, 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Yeah, think about that. You've got – the U.S. Open, some of you may not be into golf, I get it, but U.S. Open's a big deal. It's a major sporting event. It's a major event in golf, but it's a major sporting event in our country. And a lot of people watch it, gets very good ratings. You've got the NBA Finals, which that affects us here with the Warriors. That's all happening basically in the same area. Raymond Ritter, our buddy who's VP, they showed him on television tonight. Raymond is best in the business and a great man. Showed him, obviously a VP for the Warriors, and he was at. They showed him on TV tonight. Great to see. And taking in the A's and the Red Sox. But, yeah, it is a struggle. I mean, there would only be one way to make this not as painful. What is that way? I'll have it for you next. The number 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Tracy, line one is looking for a quote on a mini split.
Crazy spring temperatures are heating up DeWyatt HVAC phone lines.
Next week, we're booked solid.
If they don't find more technicians, they'll be in hot water.
How are we down 3 technicians in the past 3 weeks?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Two outs, a man at first base. One ball, one strike on Devers. And he swings and slams one to right. Back is Barrera near the wall, and it is gone. A line drive home run from Devers. He connects again. His first hit against Caprillion in his career with Jackie Bradley Jr. aboard, and it's 3-0 Boston.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Make that... A homer in 4 consecutive games for Devers. Bogaerts had 3 hits. He came into today's game swinging a really hot bat. Last 14 games before today, hitting .351. And he had 3 hits. So last 15 games... That's 9 extra base hits and 11 RBIs. I mean, these guys are on fire. Red Sox have won 11 of 13. How good is that? They've outscored their opponents 65 to 27. Unfortunately, a lot of that has been against the A's. But when you got a hot team, I mean, what chance you got? But for the Red Sox, which is really fascinating, as hot as the Red Sox are, they have not picked up any ground. Yankees won again today. Judge hit number 25. Yankees beat the Rays 4-3. I mean, just think about how frustrating that must be. You've won 11 of 13. You've outscored your opponent 65 to 27, and you're still 12 and a half games back. You've picked up no ground. You picked up no ground. You're 12 and a half games back. What is there like a for them? 100 to play? Whatever it is? No. Way less than that. Is this game around 100, I should say? Now, that's not right either. Wait, what game are we at, Robert? For the A's, that's 63. Today was game 64 for the A's. Yeah, so you're right around a hundo. I mean, you're 12 and a half games back and you're this hot. Like, what do you got to do to make up ground? To where you saw Atlanta make up a ton of ground on the Mets. Atlanta's won 14 in a row. They're only 4 games back now. They were double digits back. They've now crept right back in this thing. And if you're the Mets, you think you get out to this great start. You spend all this money. Everybody in Queens is loving it. It's a party at Citi Field. And next thing you know, right in your rear view, you were cruising along in your convertible. It was a little cold. It was, it's the East Coast, but all of a sudden it started to warm up, humid, nice, summertime. You're cruising along as the Mets, and you look in your rearview mirror, and there the Atlanta Braves are right behind you. Remember us? Only 4 games back after winning 14 in a row. Amazing. While the A's been outscored 115 to 51, having lost 16 of 18. Ouch. The only thing that can save this, and I'm not talking saving it as going to the playoffs. Nah, I'm not talking about that. We had our fun, first road trip, first homestand. Why not us? We had our fun. We knew that that was going to probably not hold. You can hope, you can wish. But the thing is, the only thing that can make this somewhat entertaining, and the only thing that can really give you hope, well, two things can give you hope. Hope that the A's are masters at turning things around with other people's players. They can do that. They can make a bunch of different moves, and all of a sudden you're like, what's the starting rotation? It's Jarrett Parker and Tommy Ballone and A.J. Griff. What? Yeah, they're able to do that. They can come up with these wild combinations of, I mean, you do remember when no one thought Chris Bassett would ever win anything. Sean Manaea would never win anything. You remember that, right? We all do remember that. Frankie Montas was throwing 97 and getting lit up like a Christmas tree. Wasn't that long ago you weren't going, oh, my God, we got Bassett, Montas, we've got Manaea, we're ready to rock. No. I'm in Tokyo, Japan, and Chris Bassett is furious that he's being sent back down. I remember that. I did that interview. I've told the story before. Maybe I'll tell it again. And it was a really cool story. It kind of shows you how confident the A's are. David Force was great about it. David Force knew that, you know, they had an extra option because a fourth-year option because Bassett had gotten hurt and missed the year because of Tommy John. It's the business. And Bassett was angry. But David Force didn't fault him for that. He understood why he was angry. But it is what it is. They didn't want to lose him. And luckily they didn't. But no one thought Bassett was going to be a player. Come on. None of you saw it coming. So the A's can turn stuff around real quick. But right now what they need is guys they've drafted over the years to come up and do something. International signings, come up and do something. I mean, we were talking about Ace Cast Live today, and Mike Farron from SiriusXM, and we were talking about it, and he's old school, and you got to give guys time. Time? I don't know. Who's got time? And then he talked about when the A's were good and trading guys away. We were like, who did the A's trade? Did we trade? Like, you had to think about it because it's like, huh. Jonah Heim is the one guy? Like, who have the A's traded away over the years that went on to doing anything? Am I missing anything? Our buddy Jesus Luzardo is on the 60-day IL now, and he wasn't that great either. But he was in the big leagues. Anybody the A's trade away other than Jonah Heim? Hard to believe, but yeah, Jonah Heim. Yeah, and it'd be nice if you had guys that were coming up and you could say, well, they were drafted in the third round or the fourth round. That was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Because I'm telling you, people are going to sell you that everybody needs time. But if you start going through rosters, as Commander Cody and I did today during the show, you would be amazed. Just looking at all these different rosters in Major League Baseball, not a bazillion guys, but there's numbers of players who come up really early. That they do. That guys are up 20, 21, 22. There's more than you think. 23, I mean, you start going 24, 25, that starts to get older. We're going to get more into this on Friday because it's going to give us more time to research. But we just started looking at guys. It's easy. You put in a guy's name. And you go right to when he made his debut. Whether he played in 20 games or 100 games, you're going to find that there's quite a few players, you know, holding a guy in the minor leagues till he's 25, 26. What? Guy's got to get here. Let's go. So that's one thing that could help out is, okay, let's start seeing some guys. Because you got a lot of guys here that were not drafted by the A's. And we're now mid-June. What's going to happen in July? We'll see. What's going to happen in August, September? Let's go to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you were on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Ken, I was watching a game earlier today, the White Sox in Detroit, and yep. Vince Velasquez faced 10 hitters, and they pulled him in the third inning with a 5-0 lead. He threw 41 pitches. I don't know if there was an issue with him, but, I mean, he looked like he was throwing strong, and then La Russa went out there and pulled him. That was kind of weird. I go, man, I wish Tony was watching this game and talk about 41 pitches in the third inning with a 5-0 lead.
Well, it's so funny you say that because I end up watching that game later when the blowout was happening, and I saw Roger Clemens' kid pitching, making his debut, but he's not a pitcher. I watched Barnhart and Clemens. I watched two of the three position players pitch today for the Detroit Tigers. Three position players.
Wow. That's just crazy.
That's disgusting.
I don't know, man.
It's disgusting. Call it what it is. It's a joke.
Okay, you got me there. It is. It is disgusting. But, wow. I don't anticipate cash. I need to go, I think, 47 and 52. I'm not going to be able to cash my 67.5 win ticket this year. I don't think it's going to happen. And it's bad. This is horrible. There's a show on ESPN2 called Daily Wager. Yesterday they said they were doing their best bets, and the guy said, my best bet is Boston Red Sox minus a run and a half against the Athletics. He says they've lost this many games, and he says, and out of the majority of them, I think 70-some% of them have been beat by more than two runs. So he said, take Boston minus a run and a half against the Athletics tonight. That was last night. Now, if he picked it again tonight, he would have won again. But, man, it's so frustrating. I feel for the players. I mean, they want to compete. They want to win. And man, it's just to go out there and just get beat up night after night. Yeah, you know, I feel for them. I really do. But that's with baseball. There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, there's always. And we got a little day baseball. Get ready to go Fenway Park Day Baseball tomorrow.
All right, Tony. Have a good night.
You too. The number 833-625-2278. We continue with your phone calls next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, we're teaming up with Castrol to bring you the epic Castrol Motor Oil Truck Giveaway, where one lucky winner will get a brand new Ford F-150 and then pile the truck bed high with $5,000 worth of their favorite Napa parts and products. Now that's what we call a truck with a serious payload. See complete rules on how to enter without purchase at CastrolPromotion.com.
Napa know-how.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Offer ends 6/30/22.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad, you know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Second baseman Story shading up the middle. And the 2-2. Fastball ground on the right side. It will get through. And Jonah Broad has a big league hit. A clean single to the left of Trevor Story as Jackie Bradley Jr. plays it back in. Xander Bogaerts knows what to do with the baseball. Gives it to Rafael Devers. And Devers will flip it to the Athletics dugout. And finally, something to smile about in the A's dugout as Jonah collects his first big league hit. After starting the year at Double-A, where he batted .315, and then in 14 games at Triple-A Las Vegas, a .392 batting average, earning him this opportunity. Got a pitch up, and he went to the right with it, and he's aboard at first base.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Jameson Hanna, what happened to him? Cincinnati, straight to Cincinnati. I just want to go back to the draft of 4 years ago. Is baseball the only sport where time seems to go so slow? You know, you hear, you got to give guys time. They got a season. Can't rush anybody. I'm like, how much time you need? We don't got forever. As the great Dusty Baker, who turned 73 years old today, happy birthday, D-Bake, said, tomorrow is promised to nobody. And all baseball people talk about is how much time everybody's got. 4 years ago, 2018 draft, number one pick, Kyle Murray out of the University of Oklahoma. He plays for the Arizona Cardinals now. And you just go down the line of all the guys drafted. And you keep going down, and you keep going down, and you keep going down, and then you see Jonah Bride, 23rd round. Huh. Anybody else going to come to the party? And not everybody's in the organization. Crazy. Let's go to the coach. Coach, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
How about that? 23rd round, and he pounded out a couple base hits today. Yeah. Hey there. How was that for a good day?
It was a good day. It's just, where's everybody else, Coach?
There were a few good things. Davidson, Puck. There were a couple things. I wanted to throw a shout-out, though. We got a couple big votes coming up on this stadium. You know, the DC vote is coming up at the end of the month, and the city council has to approve the plan, and there's some folks out there spreading some misinformation about, you know, billions of dollars are going into this project of public money. It's the EOSA. They're sending out flyers to homes, and I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, call or email your city council and these BCDC commission members. I've emailed all.
So
of
wait, what,
flyers
what's
already.
Being sent? So there's misinformation being sent to homes.
Yeah, that's from in the Oakland homes. It's the EOSA is the East Oakland Stadium Alliance, which is, you know, Schnitzer Steel and a bunch of other companies.
Hey, Coach, I have a simple question that I haven't heard answered. I really haven't heard it asked. And I just, for the city of Oakland, what do they win or what do they gain by losing all three professional sports teams? So now you can hear people say, well, you know, the deal this, the deal that, and why you can't, why. But no one ever says, how does the city win? What do they gain? What's better about the city by losing not one, not two, but three professional sports teams? Like, they can send out flyers now, and there was flyers being passed out our game, and you can have the misinformation, and they tell you why a deal's bad and why you shouldn't root for it and why. But they never tell you, what does the community, what do the taxpayers, what do the kids, what do people gain by Oakland losing three professional sports teams? What do they get out of it? What's like, does like everybody get a check to their door? Does the city now write a check to everybody? Hey, they're finally gone. Let's throw a party. Like no one has, no one I hear ask. It's a simple, like a really simple question, but what does the city benefit, gain? What do they get by not having professional sports?
So here's the way I see it, Townie. There have been cities, you know, that have paid too much for a sports team, and you could probably, I was sure that Al Davis deal didn't work out. But this Howard Terminal project is, you know, it's a golden opportunity. It's a great opportunity for the whole community. You know, they're going to develop it down there. It's going to look really nice. You know, it's going to go right from Howard Terminal right down to Jack London Square, and all that area is going to develop, and people are going to want to go there, and there's going to be, you know, hotels, jobs, there's going to be revenue, there's going to be housing. You know, it really is combining everything that you need, you know. So it's a no-brainer, and I know some folks don't necessarily like aspects of the ownership, but, you know, that's really not relevant here, because this is really a win-win, you know, so.
Well, you know, still, once again, there's going to be people who are going to disagree with you, and that's fine. There can be disagreements. I'm just trying to figure out, what does the city of Oakland, I haven't even thrown in the county, what does the city of Oakland win? What do they gain? What do you gain by losing the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball?
No. And baseball is the most important of all of them.
But what do they gain by losing all three? This is why I want to hear someone, and there may be someone who thinks they have the answer. I'd love to hear from them. Like, what is gained? Because you know what? If the A's leave and the NFL and the NBA's gone, I got a feeling 10 years from now, not much will have changed. I bet you Howard Terminal will be look the exact same. I think there's a good question that the Coliseum will still look like with no teams will probably still look like what it does. You know, there.
Right.
That's my whole thing. Right. It's like you lose all these teams. What are you gonna gain? What's the win? How do you progress as a city? What makes the city better now? And I've never heard anybody answer that question.
No, this is a great opportunity for Oakland and the East Bay. So I just encourage everyone, you know, contact those commissioners. I've sent them all emails twice. The BCDC, they vote on June 30th. And then the city council, I sent them all emails. I'm going to send them all again to combat the information coming out, which is just not true. And, you know, by people with interests that are not aligned with Oakland or the East Bay. So anyway, I just wanted to put a little plug in there. And then let's see the game. Hey, that Detroit game. Did you watch that Detroit game? You said you watched part of it?
I watched the ending. It was on MLB Network right before our show came on, and I watched two position players. I didn't realize at the time that Barnhart was the third position player to pitch in the game. The third.
Well, I didn't watch the end of it, but at the beginning of the game, they had Tom House, the throwing guy, and he
pitching
was talking
coach,
to Gibson. It was just fascinating discussion, the two of them. You know, just, you know, House, you know, how the – he was breaking down the pitcher for Detroit and, you know, how he should be stepping. You know, he was stepping here and he's wasting a little bit of his power here and there. And then he went over tall pitchers. He said the empirical data is it takes guys 6'5" and up, it takes them 2 years more to develop their pitching skills than a guy who's 6'1". And boy, that sure fit AJ Puck when I started thinking about AJ, because he's really pitching pretty well now.
Well, you know? Let me tell you this. Yeah. We've had Tom House on the show. I actually got a pitching lesson from him when I was in college. He never said what it meant for guys under 6 feet. I never got that data. What about guys under 6 feet? What do we got to do? How many years does it take for guys like us? And the data really would have been, yeah, you're not getting a shot.
He wasn't bringing up guys under 6 feet.
No. What if you're under 5'11", Tom House? What does the data say for me making the big leagues?
Well, you know what he said, because he said he threw 84.
Yeah, but he was left-handed.
Yeah, he was a lefty. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah
I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about right-handers that are under 5'11". What do we got to do? And you know what they always say? Get a college education. Thanks, Coach. Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
All right, we're getting to your phone calls at 833-625-2278. Jameson Hanna, second-round pick. I remember the name. I'm like, yeah, what happened to that guy? He was the pick after Kyle Murray. And he was he was out of Texas somewhere, wasn't he? Dallas Baptist. Yes, I remember this guy. Second rounder, traded for Tanner Roark to the Reds. He was then shipped to the Rockies and now is in Double-A with the Rockies at 24 years old, sitting in Double-A. You're out of college, 24. I'm telling you, this 24-25 is kind of like, where are you at? One home run, 99 ABs, one home run, four RBIs, hitting .273. In double A, I believe, for the Rockies. That's why when I was asked today, like, well, maybe the A's gave a bunch of people up when they were trying to win. Well, have any of these guys gone anywhere? A guy that you traded for Tanner Roark is still sitting in Double A at 24? Like, when's he, you know, then you start to 24, 25, and you are where you're at. The game's a young game. We're going to talk more about that this week, especially Friday on A's Cast Live. The number 833-625-2278. Your phone calls are next after the A's lose a rough one at Fenway Park 10-1.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. Not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And RingCentral's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. RingCentral. Message, video, phone, together.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
All righty, let's get to the phones. Deborah in North Bay. Where are you in the North Bay, Deborah?
Up on the coast.
Nice.
I was calling about your comment about Detroit using a position player to pitch. And I remember when the Oakland Athletics either pulled somebody off the third base or left field to come in for an inning to pitch. I don't remember who it was, if it was Ryan Christensen or someone like that, but they used a position player. I don't know if it's the fact that Detroit used three position players or what, but I mean, if it's not illegal, it's not against policy or anything for them to be able to do that. I mean, if they get down to the end of the game and they don't have anybody to pitch, isn't it possible for even a manager to come in and, or a coach to come in and fill that position if they haven't finished the game yet?
No. A coach cannot come in and pitch. The point
but,
is,
I mean, a position player, I don't remember who it was, but whoever it was a great fielder.
Well, and, if it's a random occurrence, nobody has anything to say about it. Like if there is just some random game where you go out and you get hammered and you just go, you know what? But the problem is we're going to set the record. There was three position players pitch. In the first game played today, first game, we had three position players pitch. Then the very next game, the Texas Rangers used one. So before the majority of baseball even started today, we had four position players pitch. And we're going to have a record number of position players pitch this year. And these are the biggest pitching staffs we've ever seen in the history of baseball. There's something wrong.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they've had pitching experience in college or minor leagues or something and they're playing, like the Oakland A's pulled somebody out of, I don't remember if it's third base or left field or what, but they pulled the position player in and had him pitch for an inning or two.
Yeah, but you got to realize nobody wants this. Like Frank Swindell, Frank the Tank, former A in New York, just threw the slowest pitch in the history of StatCast. He threw it 35 point something miles an hour. It's become a sideshow. And when you add the Dodgers trying and bring somebody in with just a 5-run deficit, and the rule is actually it's got to be 6 runs or more, And so basically you're like saying we quit, and the New York Mets are like, no, do not put in a position player. Play the game. Play the game as is. When you have the opposing team asking you not to quit, that's a problem. That's not something where years ago the A's pulled, they're getting waxed, so they just pulled a guy in and it was a random deal. This is almost a nightly occurrence, and it is not good for the product. It's not good for the entertainment value. It's just not good for the game.
Well, to tell you the truth, it was a really bummer to me when the Major League Baseball took doubleheaders from 9 innings down to 7 innings. I mean, I've listened to a single game that the A's played that went on into 18 innings. It was late into one night. We were listening to it on the radio, and I mean, that was just a single game. It was went into extra innings, and I think it was like 18 innings. But people were complaining about Seth Brown and his errors, so many different errors that he had made and everything. But I remember when Marcus Semien they were talking about him making 20 or 23 errors when the A's were first brought him up and everything. But look at him today. The A's, they get people that are doing at the beginning of their career, and they train them up, and then somebody else snatches them. And now he's playing for somebody else.
Yeah, he's playing for the Texas Rangers now.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we got him, trained him, suffered through the errors and everything else and stuff, and then he goes off to somebody else, and he's playing for them and doing pretty good. Or doing better anyway.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate the phone call, and you have a great evening.
Thank you.
The number is 833-625-2278. Has anybody seen the picture of the umpire in the Dodger game where the bat goes into his mask, the umpire's mask, after it breaks? Wow, that is scary. And it goes back to the Scott Emerson, watch how bats break. When we want to talk about baseballs being juiced, he said, watch how the bats break. They don't break like they used to. The lacquer, the stain, whatever it is. And we've reached out to Louisville Slugger, one of the bat companies, and they do not respond. But bats just don't break like they normally did at the handle. They now break, and they become like these objects of just terror. The bat breaks, it now becomes like a spear that just whips through the air. It's scary, with a spike on the end of it. They used to like break. They didn't. The bat broke at the handle, but for the most part, the bat stayed intact. Now the bat breaks, comes completely off. The barrel comes completely from your handle. The barrel completely is dislodged and starts spinning. It's crazy. Check the bats, but, you know, there's the secrecy and the equipment. Now it is what it is. Oh, just lovely. My wife did say it's trash night tonight, so I got to take the trash out and might as well have a night where Bitter Bill calls me too. Cannot wait. Good evening, Bitter Bill.
Hey, Townsend, how fast can you throw? Can you throw faster than 35?
I got to tell you, I think you could be really effective throwing 35. I mean, that'd be tough to hit.
Yeah. How about Townsend? How about, you know, they could put you in?
Oh, bring me. Trust me, I'll come in and bring something, and I'll be a good post-game quote.
Can you throw a slider? How many hot fast is your fastball?
I couldn't even imagine. Last time I threw a competitive pitch was 1995, so I can't imagine. But let me tell you something, Bitter. I'll leave it all out on the field for you.
That's the last time Trevino threw a competitive pitch.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
Moving on. Who are the A's going to bring up? They got the kid from the Mets. They got Soderstrom and Max Muncy. Besides that, they have no one. And I'm going to keep on going back to this. They got no one that could bring up. Nick Allen, he's going to be a 220 hitter. He's going to be a good defensive player, but a 220 hitter. They got who are they going to bring up? Name someone besides those three.
I don't know. I'm right now, as we speak, starting to look at drafts, and I'm starting to look, you know, because you start to wonder. I mean, I brought this up today, and I think people were like, I don't know, shocked by it, but Matt Olson was drafted like 10 years ago. It's a long time. And I'm just starting to look at guys from certain drafts and say, you know, where are they? You know, what age are they? When were they drafted? What are we looking at here? And, you know, we're going to go over this really on Friday, because if there's one thing that would give you something like some excitement is, hey, listen, this guy's coming up. This guy was drafted in 17 or 18. You start looking when those guys were drafted, 17 and 18. You know, the draft the last couple of years has just been it is what it is with COVID and everything. But, you know, 17 and 18, 16, 17 and 18, it could be a where are they now show.
Yeah, that'd be a good show.
I can tell you of the first three picks that were in 2018, one is, and I'm just going to tease this, 2018, the first three picks, one in the first, two in the second, only one is in the organization at 25 years old in double A hitting 226. Has homers, but's hitting 226.
Yeah. And you know, once you get the players get around 30, they're, you know, they're on the backside of the career, basically. 30, 31. But by the time they get up, it'd be 28, 29. You know, they're going to have, if they come up. But another thing, do you think once the A's get to, if they get the Howard Terminal, do you think they're going to go from drawing 10,000 a game to 25,000 a game?
Sold out every night, Bitter. Sold out. You won't even be able to get tickets. And when you call me for my tickets, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. You think this ownership's going to spend a payroll of $40 million to $120 million? See, the A's ownership is not stepping up. At least the city of Oakland's trying. This ownership is not stepping up.
Everybody, the money will be spent with a new ballpark.
Who said that?
That's what you did. Did you not follow what the Indians did years ago?
Yeah, but, you know, we're in the same market as the Giants.
Doesn't matter. The model everybody likes is the model that the Indians did under John Hart and Dan O'Dowd. Is you get a bunch of young guys, because right now these young guys are, well, we don't even have young guys, but I guess you get Pache, I guess you could say, is young. I mean, this ballpark, we don't even know when it would open, right? If it's 27 or 28, I mean, the next group of A's are like in high school, college. So when you start thinking about how do you build for a new ballpark, is you get a group of young core players, and as you're entering the group, then you surround them with players with money. You don't spend the money now.
And I realize that. But, you know, like I said before, the A's don't draft well. They just don't draft well.
Well, you're going to need to draft well in a couple of years to get these guys ready for the ballpark. But you know what? I'm not buying Bitter. I'm not buying that everybody needs so much time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they don't need so much time.
Because we were going through, Commander and I during a commercial breaks are going through rosters of when guys made debuts. It would probably shock most people to realize how many guys have made their debut on big league rosters right now, 23 or less. Because people are like, it's just a few guys. No. It's more than a few guys.
That's true. Well, Chris, I still think you should be pitching.
Hey,
you know, you give it
sign me up.
Innings.
You want yeah. competitive? You want someone who's at you know? You want a baseball player? Don't you love how they say it? He's a baseball player. Well, what the hell else would he be?
Yeah,
I don't want to be a race car driver or a golfer. I want to be he's a baseball player. Well, yeah, he's supposed to be.
Now, if you give up four runs in one inning, will you be slinging some Gatorade coolers and stuff?
I never thought about that because you couldn't do that in college. But, yeah, how great would that be? Pick up a bat, beat up the Gatorade cooler. Everybody's looking at, what's this 50-year-old man doing? It would be hilarious. Wouldn't that be hilarious? What if I got thrown out and I could just air out? I mean air. I would curse. My mouth would be so filthy if I got rung by an umpire. I literally would be in his grill. I would get the worst fine. It would be the best.
Yeah.
And the crowd mic would pick up everything I had to say.
But the only thing, at 50 years old, can you make this from the bullpen to the mound? Or would you be out of breath by the time you get to the mound?
I'd be huffing and puffing. Hey, by the way, you know what would be great, too, is I come out like I'm golfing, I have a big cigar, put it next to the side of the mound, go, let's go, batter up. Got to, you know, after every strikeout I get, I puff the cigar. Let's face it. If you bring me out of retirement, I'd be a Twitter darling. They'd love me.
Be like the Bad News Bear, be like the coach. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Walter Matthau.
Yeah. Yeah. On the mound.
Yeah, Boilermaker. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I'd have endorsements. I'd be a hit.
All right, Chris. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. The number is 833-625-2278. Well, this is, you know, what happens when times are tough. But Jonah Bride, such a good story. It really is a good story. For him, his family. I mean, you're a 23rd round pick. You think you're going to get an opportunity? Are you kidding me? He's getting that opportunity. They said, listen, you're not going to fall in love with the way his style of play, you're just going to fall in love with him. And that's maybe what's going to happen as two hits today, including his first career hit. We'll take that, no question about it. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Some things just go together.
peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Who's feeling especially happy about their rides right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
Gas mileage is amazing.
The gas mileage is what's so great.
America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker is Honda. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Fuel efficiency based on 2021 EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get four tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa know-how.
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Tough one tonight for the Athletics in Boston as they lose to the Red Sox 10-1. The number is 833-625-2278. Here is Mark Kotze with the media.
That's a first.
What do you see leading to the command issues for going there?
You know, what did I see? I did see him fighting himself with the command. Anytime, you know, he goes out and and doesn't throw more than 50% strikes, like he's going to battle himself, and it's going to be tough to get deep into a game and get outs. So, you know, I think that's the moral of the story tonight. It's just he didn't throw enough strikes to get hitters out tonight.
Did you see anything maybe leading to some of the command issues? Was there anything mechanically that
we'll I didn't notice anything different about Cap tonight other than you know, his inability to locate his pitches and again you know, when you get fall behind on good hitters and you have to come to the middle of the plate, you get hurt, and I think we saw that tonight in a couple situations.
He's it's obviously fewer starts, but he's getting significantly fewer swing and misses just overall so far this season. Is there anything that you would attribute that to?
You know, I haven't really talked to Emo about his, you know, swing and miss percentage. And as you mentioned, you know, the decrease in that this year. So I'm sure, you know, we'll look into that and see if it's basically, you know, a combination of maybe less depth to the slider or inability to set up changeup maybe with better fastball command. You know, anytime you don't have fastball command and leads you to throw more off-speed pitches. Hitters get to recognize it earlier. And so, obviously, you know, Cap's had a few good starts and a few bad ones. And, you know, hopefully we can just put this one in the rearview mirror.
It was nice to see Brad get not only the first hit out of the way, but get a couple.
Yeah, Jonah, you know, he took three good at-bats last night with two strikes. Again tonight, you know, it was great to see him get his first major league hit. Big moment for Jonah. Happy for him. And then he followed it up with another knock. So, liked the way he's taking his at-bats.
You had mentioned before the game that for Lou last night might be a kind of a positive step. How do you look at tonight?
Yeah, tonight was another rough one. You know, I'll dive into, you know, location of pitches. It did look like the pitch to Bogaerts, 0-2, was up and in the top corner of the box, and he put a great swing on it. Obviously, the 1-2 pitch to JD was maybe just off the edge, and then the slider was middle. So, you know, coming off last night, obviously wasn't as good.
Anything from their starter that
he
was doing?
I mean, this fastball looked like it had some sink to it or some movement. I know he front-doored Steven with it, and the changeup looked to be, you know, really good with some depth at the bottom. So he pounded the zone and did a good job.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you, guys.
There you go, the skipper. Let's go to Anne Marie. Anne Marie, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, Tony. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. So my question tonight is, actually I have two, general clubhouse atmosphere, and then I had something specific to ask you. So in general, we know over the years, the teams have had, depending on the makeup, you'll have bad clubhouse atmosphere as in the year Billy Butler and Danny Valencia were playing together. And then I would say, wouldn't you say the last, not this year, but the last 2 years, the squad was pretty tight, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know what? They've always had a good clubhouse atmosphere, no matter what the record was, except for that time that you mentioned when you just got a couple bad apples in there who had really big, they had big egos with big personalities, but they were both pariahs and both bad guys, and it was ugly. But for the most part, the A's usually have a really good clubhouse. And then clubhouses have, you know, it's kind of changed too, you know, the last few years because of COVID and, you know, everybody's got masks on when you go in there. We weren't even allowed in there for the longest time. So just kind of clubhouses in general, you know, are different. Hopefully next year, I mean, we don't know. I mean, COVID, there's still cases everywhere. We know what's going on in Alameda County. But things have been a lot different since 2020.
Well, I was particularly curious about this squad because, you know, in a losing year like this, it's got to be tough for the players. And when they brought Vogt back, I was actually, you know, given the situation, I was actually pleased because Vogt just seems like just a really great guy, a father figure perhaps. I remember how when Graveman was sent down, after a bad patch, Voter really, really, you know, calmed him down and gave him some sage advice. I think Vogt has that presence. And then Vogt has some silly moments. Like, do you remember the year he had magic Skittles? He just does things like that. You know, he brings Skittles into the dugout and says they're magic and, you know, kind of uplifts the team. I just don't know what's happening this year during a losing year. Like it is.
Well, one thing that you can look at with this team is it's not a young team. That's something that I know some people, especially people on the outside, want to look at the A's have gone young, but we're not young. The ball club is not young whatsoever. So Vogt just being somebody that I think everybody – he's just he's great people, and so everybody understands that, and he's somebody that you can trust. But for me, I think all these guys understand they're getting this opportunity in the big leagues and that they're all trying to survive right now. There's a whole lot of – it's far different from when you transition from a team that was trying to win the division and then go on and make a run in the playoffs to a team where players are trying to survive for their big league life. It's a much different situation.
Okay, so you're not hearing any strife going on?
No. Okay. No, this is not. This is not a team that had expectations, so all of a sudden people are getting, you know, I mean, Ramon Laureano can get heated in the dugout and be Ramon Laureano, but, I mean, these guys are not dumb. I mean, they know the expectations were not big whatsoever. These guys are trying to make their way and keep jobs in the big leagues.
Yeah. Okay, well, then I had one final question, and I wish I had called in when you first made this comment. I think it was a month ago. Another caller had called in and was complaining about trading away Matt Chapman and all the other good players. And you had commented that, you know, if you look at Matt Chapman's stats in Toronto, he's not tearing it up, offensively speaking. And you had said, at the time you said, plus he wasn't the easiest guy to be around. And that was the first I had ever heard of that. So I was just curious if you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, Matt Chapman is a big personality, and he is somebody that let's just – I would say there's people that are like, you know, is this the guy really we wanted to build around? From a leadership standpoint, is he really the guy that you want to be the person you invest $150 million if you believe the offer? Is he that guy? And there were those questions. I wasn't around him from a standpoint of buddy-buddy, wasn't around him every day. I did travel at times with the team with him. I never had an issue with him. I just know that at times he could be tough to deal with. And there are going to be people that inside the organization that are not going to be completely bummed that he didn't take the offer for $150 million. My thing was always a baseball thing that, you know, Matt Chapman's 29 years old. This is his prime. Right now he's hitting .222. He's got a .697 OPS. I mean, these last year, this year, the next, these are supposed to be the great years of his career. And I don't know if he, I mean, defensively, he's the best third baseman I've ever seen. No question. But offensively, will he ever be the guy that you really want to give that much money? I was always like, offer the money to Olson. I thought Olson was always the guy you should offer the money to. I don't know whatever happened with that. I don't know if the money was ever even offered. If the Chapman money was offered to Olson at that point, it was done, right? The deal was done. By the time we heard about the Chapman money, they were already traded. So, and then now you ask David Force about it. David Force doesn't want to talk about it. So you're not going to get the info out of it. No one wants to talk about it, and you move on. But if it was me, I would have done everything I can to ink up Matt Olson. That's what I would have done. Chapman is a guy he's always been low batting average, high strikeouts. Let me pull it up right here. Yeah, already. He's got 55 strikeouts in 57 games. I mean, he's a high strikeout, low contact guy who can be a pain in the butt.
Okay. I was just really curious about that and wanted to ask you. So, okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, great example was when he left Oakland. You know, he could have easily said, loved Bowmel, loved Oakland. I'm in Toronto now. We're moving on. Maybe a little bit of it is, hey, there's nothing wrong with ego. There's nothing wrong with cocky. You have to believe. But there was that, and the numbers didn't back it up. And now, like, you look at it, and you're like, oh, you can't play here. You can't sign a long contract because of all that. And, like, bro, you're hitting 222. You hit 210 last year. You hit 232 the year before that. I mean, you're walking around with Scott Boras like you want a $200 million-plus contract. Who do you think you are? Obviously, he thought he was it. I mean, literally, Matt Chapman's had 1 year where he hit 36 home runs in a year. Everybody hit home runs. Do you remember how much we were talking juiced baseball before COVID? Where we were, Dr. Meredith Wills was chopping up baseballs and everybody's looking at baseballs and saying this thing's juiced and there's no seams and all of that. Does everybody remember? That's the only year he was that he was worth it. I mean, right? 36 home runs, you love that, but everybody hit home. So it's like everybody hit home runs. If you didn't hit home runs that year, then something's wrong with you because everybody hit home runs. But Matt Chapman, you know, when he left him, the commitment of Oakland, you know, okay, I get it. I totally understand. Just, you know, you don't. They wanted you to be the guy to build around, and you said no. Curious to see what he will make in his career. Will Matt Chapman ever amass $150 million? After next year, he will make. After next year, what will he have made? I mean, he's not even at $50 million, I think. I mean, will Matt Chapman ever make $150 million in his career? I mean, this is his prime right here. Toronto didn't want to ink him up to a long deal. Toronto gave him the 2 years and said, that's as far as we're going to go. Let's just see. And if he's still this high strikeout, low contact guy, and he's going to, when's he a free agent? God, I just left the page. Where did you go? Earliest he's a free agent is 2024. You know how old he's going to be in 2024? He's going to be 31. Is he cashing in at 31 years old? Someone going to give him $100 million at 31 years old? I don't know. Unless something changes, if the last few years are what they are, I'm not rooting against him. I'm not. Will he make the kind of money that the A's offered him? He gambled on himself. Will it be the right gamble? Only time will tell. All right, let's check the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Padres whooping up on the Cubs. I'm just going in order, folks, on ESPN.com. Padres whooping up on the Cubs 17-5. How much you want to bet we get more position players pitching? Dodgers lead the Angels 4-0, top of the fifth. Phillies beat the Marlins 3-1. Three position players pitched, and the White Sox win over the Tigers 13-0. Astros 9, Tigers 2. Diamondbacks lead. They beat the Reds 7-4. Royals over the Giants 3-2. Twins shut out the Mariners 5-0. Braves beat the Nationals 8-2. Yankees over the Rays 4-3. Brewers 7, Orioles 6, a final in 10. Brewers 10, Mets 2. Was the Pirates defeating the Cardinals 6-4, and Guardians took down the Rockies 7-5, and of course the A's lost to the Red Sox 10-1. What's on deck? Presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. We've got we're all going to be looking at this together. And my thing's not popping up. Wait a minute. Do we still have Bob on the line? I want to hear Bob. Bob, before I read what's on deck, what do you got for me?
Well, just a real quick thought, Tony. You've been talking about what does Oakland gain by losing all three sports teams? And I just wanted to share an opinion.
Go right ahead. Opinions are always welcomed here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Well, thank you very much. In my opinion, Oakland gains absolutely nothing. I'm out.
Well, there you have it. Yeah, it's a question that I have. You can pass out flyers. You can be on Twitter. You can say whatever you want, pro con of deals. I like deal. I don't like deal. I like this. I don't. You can have opinions on whatever. But what I never hear asked and what I never hear answered is the most simple question of them all. What does Oakland gain by all this? What do they gain? What is the end game? You know, people talk about pride. Local pride. But do you understand what the definition of pride is? What is pride? You know what? I'm just going to put pride in, hit enter, definition. Well, you put in pride and then, all right, there we go. Let's go to dictionary.com. Opinion of one's own identity, importance, merit, or superiority, whether as cherished in the mind or as displayed in bearing conduct. The state or feeling of being proud. Pleasure, satisfaction, taking from something done by or belonging to oneself or believed to reflect credit upon oneself. Celebration of a specific minority group or affirmation of equal rights for members of that community. Just looking at all the definitions of pride. I don't see loss on here. Losing something, losing things. I don't see that. What pride are you going to have about losing teams? Or you've already lost two teams. What have you gained? I don't know. I'm not a political person. But what does Oakland gain by losing the NFL and the NBA? I don't know. What will they gain by losing MLB? I don't know. I hear why people don't like deals and don't want this and don't want that. But what do they gain by losing all these professional sports teams? What's the end game? What's the answer? Why should people be happy? I don't know. We are back at 9:30 for A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron. First pitch will be at 10:35. A's with the loss to the Red Sox 10-1. We'll see everybody tomorrow right here on A's Cast. Have a great evening.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpaid Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, it only takes 15 pounds of pressure to break a window. Something you probably do know, your neighbor practices chipping in the backyard. Something you probably don't know, a golf ball through your window would also take out your TV. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third. Up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close. The dive, the tag. Save at the plate. And the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.